Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning to all of you. I have exciting news about the dog flu, and I really do. First of all, last night, the Puppy Mill Project had a great event, Mothers in the Mills, and it really is to celebrate all that we're doing in the Chicago area to get rid of these horrible places that still exist and to also support the idea that no dogs or cats can be sold at pet stores, which is going to go into law. Talking to the legislators who helped make that happen, including Cook County Commissioner John Fritchie, who was there, Susana Mendoza, our city clerk, who helped within the city of Chicago make this happen and pushed for it, and lots of animal lovers were there. Many of you I know, and many of you I thank you for coming up and saying hello. And the MC for the event, who I'm sure is still sleeping. He was sleeping, actually, while he was MCing the event. Paul Lisnick was there. And, you know, as an MC for many of these events myself, and the same for Andy Avalos, we stood by the side waiting for Paul to fall asleep. But I must say he didn't. We kept giving him some Jell-O, and he kept going. And then after the event was over, we drove him back to the Sunrise home and took out his uppers. So it was good to see Paul Lisnick there. He really did do a terrific job. And most of all, they raised a lot of money for what is a very good cause. It's an honor for me to be involved in any way whatsoever. And one way which I am is I helped with some veterinarians, Dr. Jane Lohmeyer, Dr. Scott Rovner, to set up Veterinary Professionals Against Puppy Mills, just a Facebook page. Go to Facebook, find it, Veterinary Professionals Against Puppy Mills. On the telephone now with some really exciting news about the dog flu. It's been a long time since I've been able to say I've got exciting news about the dog flu. I do. Dr. Roberto Relford is here, Chief Medical Officer of IDEX. Good morning, Dr. Relford.
Good morning. Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Well, I'm excited to have you on the radio for two reasons. First of all, one thing that you may or may not know because you're not in the Chicago area is that we're seeing a bit less of the dog flu. So at this event last night, I was talking about it. I talked to a lot of veterinarians that were there. And Family Pet Hospital, they're seeing less of it. Blum Animal Hospital, both on the near north side, seeing less of it. It's not that they're not seeing it at all. They are. It's not gone, at least not yet anyway. And I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know whether it's going to just kind of linger in the area and become endemic, or actually run its course and we won't see it anymore. Do you have a crystal ball?
No, I wish I did, but that part I can't help you with on knowing how this virus is going to behave going forward. We do know that until now, it has been very devastating for a lot of people and pets in the Chicago area, as you know.
Yep.
So it's impacted us over 1,000 people, 1,000 pets, and that is what made IDEX sort of move into action pretty quickly.
Oh, well, you guys did.
Where it goes from here?
Yeah, so you guys did move into action very, very quickly. IDEX is, among other things, a diagnostic lab, and so much of what we know. For example, here's just one example, and maybe I'll talk about this later in the show, or maybe I'll have, since you're here anyway, briefly describe this. If you have an older cat, a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old cat, it is unfortunately nearly inevitable that your cat will at some point in time go into renal failure of some type. It's staged renal disease now, but it seems that it goes paw in paw with being an older cat. It's going to happen. Diagnosing that early has been impossible. And by the time symptoms occur, we have a whole lot of kidney damage occurring too. Well, now there's a way to diagnose that earlier. It's a test that IDEX does. When you have a heartworm test done for your dog, and I hope you do every season, by the way, along with some tick test, it can come all in one. I mean, for tick disease, it's a great idea. It's called a four-way test, and it identifies not only heartworm, but tick disease, which is, I think, including Lyme, very underdiagnosed. All of these and many more are IDEX tests. Am I describing what you guys do fairly well?
Yes, you are. We are a very innovative company. We believe in helping. Our mission is to help pets live longer and healthier lives. And so to do that, we focus on developing diagnostic tests to diagnose disease early and to help pet owners and the veterinarians to care for those pets.
Okay, the four-way SNAP test was what I was trying to think of. It's early, and that's the one that identifies several tick diseases as well as heartworm disease potentially. So IDEX does this testing, and you have these coughing dogs in Chicago and sporadically in other parts of the country, too. And when I say Chicago, I mean the greater Chicago area. And it turns out it's not the dog flu that's always been around. That's called H3N8 for those keeping score. Instead, it's H3N2, an avian-based flu from Asia. How did that ever get here? Nobody yet knows that. But there hasn't been a specific, an easy, inexpensive, specific test for that until now. What are you about to tell us?
Well, that is correct. There was no test before for specifically for the H3N2. And so what was happening were dogs were becoming sick, and some of them were even dying. But the flu tests that we had were coming up negative. And so we did not know what was going on. And so a bright team of medical and scientific experts at IDEX worked tirelessly but very quickly was able to come up with a new test to identify the H3N2 using the real-time PCR test. That's one of the things that IDEX has is we've standardized our molecular testing, and by doing that, we can develop tests very rapidly, and this is one of those instances.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say this enabled veterinarians to really identify that these sick dogs that they had did have the flu and exactly which strain of flu they had, which was not possible before this.
So let's say you have a coughing dog in the Chicago area, and hopefully in a couple of weeks we won't see many of those. We're seeing few of those today or fewer, it seems. But let's say you have a coughing dog in the Chicago area. So the dog goes to the veterinarian just like that. And the veterinarian can now do what?
The veterinarian can then take a throat swab or a nose swab and then send it in to the IDEX laboratory, and we will be able to tell them by the next day whether or not that animal does have flu.
So I have one question for you, if I can, Dr. Relford. How do you do that? I'm asking that because I know, first of all, you guys figured this out and discovered this test in, yes, for those of us with coughing dogs in Chicago, waiting 3 weeks is a long time. But think about it. Think about human medicine. How many months and months and months it would take. That's one thing. And then secondly, getting a test back in 24 hours, test results in human medicine come back, you're lucky half the time in 24 days. So how do you do it?
Well, we have built a very robust network of laboratories. So we have local representation there in the Chicago area. And if a test that we have cannot be done there, which this test actually is not, it would be quickly flown to our specialized molecular laboratory in California. And our techs work 24 hours a day. So samples will come in at night and they'll get the test started. And you can have the results out by the next day.
And I suppose part of what IDEX is worried about, and I'm grateful for this, isn't only the health of dogs in Chicago, but really America. So here's what's happened. The dogs travel, and the dog flu has been identified. I think it's seven or eight other states at least. We don't know the ones where it might not have been reported, but seven or eight other states. And so far, no outbreaks in any other state. But that could change tomorrow. And if it does, now that community will be prepared in a way Chicago couldn't have been prepared because the type of flu it turned out to be wasn't identified. Is that part of the plan?
That is correct. Early detection of the virus is very important in controlling it. It's not only important for that individual pet, so that the veterinarian can start treatment right away, but it's also very important to isolate that animal and prevent it from going into public areas where it could spread the virus more.
Excellent. All right. Well, if you have any questions about this, ask your veterinarian. And from where I stand, IDEX has done it again. So here's a name most pet owners don't know. We know the names of the pet food manufacturers. We might know the names of some of the pharmaceutical companies, because many of them make human drugs too. But we really don't know the people or the names of the companies sort of that work behind the scenes in veterinary medicine. Here's one that's been doing this for a very long time, and I don't, again, it boggles my mind as to how you guys figured this all out, but you have, and I'm grateful. I know veterinarians all over the country are too. So I thank you very much. Also, I'm grateful for you getting up so early in the morning. So thank you for joining us, Dr. Relford.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. They are a terrific company. You have questions about dog flu or anything else regarding your pets, 312-981-7200 is our phone number, 312-981-7200. You can, and I hope you do, text at that same number, dog flu questions or anything else. A boat ride to benefit cats? I want to talk about that. I want to talk about tick disease, too, and where I've been in this country talking about tick disease. Well, thank you, Spike. It is 6:51 on WGN. Good morning. Dave Schwani, our usual news guy, is going to be on with Dean Richards a little later from Hawaii, and he did not bring me with. I think that's wrong. You can call 312-981-7200 or text that same number. Another text here. Steve, you said less dog flu. Can I take my dog to the park yet? Yet is in all caps. Not yet. No, we're getting close. I don't want to, and I think most area veterinarians agree with me, respond too early. I know, it's hard. For me too, I've got dogs. It's hard to kind of bear with the plan, but I'll tell you, bearing with the plan, enough people doing it, a mass of people doing it, will ultimately, we hope, move the flu right down out of here. We hope. The other concern is it could become endemic, just always here in the area. And veterinarians don't know for sure what's going to happen. None of them have a crystal ball. Phone number 312-981-7200. You could text that same number. You could also ask me pet behavior questions if you like. Today apparently is cat day because I have another text to get to regarding cats. Speaking of which, have you heard about the canine cruise? That's the dog cruise. You know, on the Chicago River, the architecture cruises that go up and down the river? Well, right here on this radio show, we began about 11 years ago the cruise for dogs. It just happened because the lady who runs and has her family's been doing it for like 80 years, literally, the Mercury cruises that are on the river here on the east side on Michigan Avenue. I just saw her walking down the street, invited her into the studio. She said then, this was 11 years ago, she said, well, business has been kind of slow. I said, I know why. You need to have people bring their dogs. And she said, what? I said, yeah, the dogs have an architecture ride on the river for dogs. And she said, this is all at a commercial break. And she said, okay. We came back from the commercial break, and I said, live on the radio, well, Holly, you're going to have that ride, I hear, for architecture cruise for dogs. What will it be like? And she looked at me like, I don't know. So I said, I know. You're going to point out the city's oldest fire hydrant and the park with the most squirrels in it. And she laughed, I laughed, and she's still laughing. It's been going on now 11 years. Now, other cities have replicated this and doing the same. It'll be on the Today Show Monday morning. They're featuring their canine cruise, it's called. Now, that doesn't begin from the Mercury Skyline Cruise Line for another month and a half or so. However, they have a big one coming up. Chicago's First Lady and Chicago Architecture Foundation are doing a nonprofit ride, a 90-minute river ride, and I love the architecture cruises. This one isn't for dogs, it's for cats. No, don't worry, you don't have to bring your cat. That's not the idea. It's for a cat shelter. See, the people who run these say, you know, I said, I don't want any money from it. I just want, if this is successful, have a benefit for an animal shelter once a year. Well, she does two of them now because that's how nice they are. And this one is for Treehouse Humane Society. It's coming up. It'll include an informal talk, it says here, with Steve Dale, the author of the book Good Cat. Well, that's an ebook. Expensive ebook, by the way. It's $2.99. You can call 773-784-5488, extension 225. The ride benefits, solely benefits, Treehouse Humane Society. It's Saturday, May 16th. They want you there at 8:45 in the morning, but the cruise starts at 9 o'clock. That's Saturday morning, May 16th. I hope to see you there. treehouseanimals.org/boat cruise. Gosh, have some of your questions to get to, and a lot more than that. And it's 4 minutes already before 7 o'clock. I can't even get to all the texts. Steve, if I can't take my dog to the park, how can I take him on a boat? Well, that's a very good question, but the boat ride isn't coming up for another 2 months almost. Are the canine flu shots as effective as a precautionary step? Kind of. I've talked about that before. Check out my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale, with a lot of information on it. Thoughts about pets and autism. Again, I happen to do a blog post on that. chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. I can't even get to all the questions here because if I did, we would not be hearing the news, and we must hear the news.